Today is May 15th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Robert Darrow killed by tree on Hunley Ranch. Robert H. Darrow, 23 years old, was killed by a falling alder tree, which struck him while he was clearing land for I.M. Hunley near Copalis Crossing yesterday. The accident happened at 2:30 o'clock. A hurry call for the Hoquiam General Hospital ambulance was sent in, but Mr. Darrow died in the ambulance before he could be gotten to the hospital. He had been a faller on the Hunley Ranch for 8 months, working with a small crew that was clearing some alder trees south of the main part of the ranch. He survived by his wife, Mrs. Florence M. Darrow, and a father and mother in Seattle. The body is being cared for at the C.C. Pinnock Parlors. No funeral arrangements have been made. In other news, spur completed to veneer plant. Completion of the spur track into the factory site of the Grace Harbor Veneer Plant, accomplished yesterday, leaves the way open for finishing the plant and installing machinery in the near future. The spur was built by the Hoquiam Commercial Club and will be in use as soon as a frog is cut in on the main Northern Pacific line by the railroad company. A carload of machinery will complete the equipment of the first unit, of which the roof is now built. The plant will give employment to about 35 men on each shift and will run at least 2 shifts a day. The local demand for baskets will cause the installation of a basket-making machinery in the near future, according to A.J. D. Latour, manager. In other news, clam season to end on May 31st. Refusal of state officials to extend the clam season will cost Grace Harbor more than $300,000, according to advices received today. The 20-day extension desired was blocked because the state legislature refused during the last session to pass a bill changing control of the clam season from itself to the Fisheries Department. A time extension would have been possible had the control been shifted to the Fisheries Board, according to a statement by Dr. John W. Cobb, University of Washington Fisheries head. Canners declare that because the time extension has been denied, the total pack this year will be only about 40% that of last year. This shortage is caused by high tides early in the season, they said. Though favorable tides will prevail during the balance of the month, less than half as many clams may be taken this year as last. Clam diggers said automobiles are proving a menace and that the approach to the machines along the beach when tides are low causes the shellfish to take cover. And finally, 11 women are graduated nurses at St. Joseph's. The graduation class, composed of 11 nurses, finished their 3-year course at the St. Joseph's Hospital Saturday night. The graduating exercises were held in the chapel, followed by a reception in honor of the nurses. The young women graduating were Mrs. Louise Cease, Clara Dicas, Edna Pardis, Rosalie Freeman, Marie Hillman, Frances McGinnis, Lucille Tossey, Kathleen Norris, Rose Baratich, Marjorie Larimer, and Ernestine Foss. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 15, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polson Museum is pleased to announce we're again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just $1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.